97.9 FM WCHL Championship Sports presents The Grid. WCHL's exclusive high school football pregame show. Join WCHL as we preview all the area games and the storylines you care about. All season long, The Grid is your home for all your area schools, including the Carrboro Jaguars, the East Chapel Hill Wildcats, the Chapel Hill Tigers, and all the surrounding area schools from Orange and Chatham counties. The Grid, WCHL's exclusive high school football pregame show, starts now.
Hello, and welcome to The Grid with Matt and Matt. Thanks for joining myself, Matt Paul, and Matt Oakes each week as we review the games, make our picks, reveal our WCHL Chapelboro.com Super 6, and select our Grid Great of the Week. And let me tell you, when it comes to picks, he rarely chokes. I hand it off to my co-host, Matt Oakes.
Well, thank you, Matt. Happy to be here tonight. We've got a full slate of games. Let's do a quick scoreboard recap of last week's action.
That sounds good.
Let's see what we have here. Chapel Hill got a win over Northern Vance, 28-24. Nice win for Coach Isaac Marsh's bunch. We have a 42-10 defeat by East Chapel Hill at the hands of Riverside. Can really put up some points. They're a competitive squad.
Still can't get their offense going, East Chapel Hill, and their defense struggled there too.
Yeah, it's tough. And Carrboro. Carrboro pulled out a nice win over Bartlett Yancey in their conference opener, 20-14.
Couldn't see them dropping four straight, and they didn't.
And Webb fell to Northwood. Bill Hall's squad got a 33-21 win.
Maybe not as big as they'd like, but still a win nonetheless.
And in our WCHL Game of the Week, Orange Crush, 59-7 over Cedar Ridge. This one was ugly, and Panther quarterback Garrett Clower, last week, Grid Great of the Week, hooked up with Tay Jones for a 51-yard scoring strike. And here we have the call from Paul Connell.
Tay Jones and Clower going to pass for the first time. Backs up to his own 42, has a man down the field. Tay Jones! Complete at the 10. He's beating the defender, and he's going to roll in a 51-yard touchdown pass, a 51-yard touchdown pass for Garrett Clower in his first passing attempt of the night. He finds Tay Jones 15 yards from pay dirt.
You know what, Matt Oakes? Let's reveal our Grid Grade of the Week early on in the show. We want to be sure to give this young man special recognition.
I agree. I think it's a great idea. And this week, we changed it up. We're going over to the Jaguars of Carrboro for a well-deserved recognition for Kendrick Edwards. Kendrick Edwards helped the Jags snap a three-game skid with 191 yards rushing and two touchdowns in their 20-14 victory over Bartlett Yancey.
Very impressive performance.
Great job, Kendrick Edwards. And now it's time for a commercial break, but when we come back, we'll rejoin and talk to Coach Marsh. And his boys over at Chapel Hill have a big home matchup against Orange tonight. See you in a couple on The Grid with Matt and Matt. Welcome back to The Grid with Matt and Matt. I'm Matt Oakes, and now we're going to get a chance to hear from Coach Isaac Marsh, and his Chapel Hill Tigers have really been decimated by injuries this season, but they battled on. 3-4 record, and now they're facing the unstoppable Orange Panthers. But what does Coach Isaac Marsh think of his chances this evening? Let's hear from Coach Marsh. All right, Coach, for last week, if you could give us a quick game recap, a 28-24 win over Northern Vance. What did you see there?
We played extremely well for, I would say, the first half. I think we were up 21 or 28 to nothing at halftime. We just needed to do a little better closing out the second half. I didn't think we closed the second half out as well as we could have with a couple of our reserve guys that we had in, which made the game a little closer than what we was anticipating Friday night.
Your team really seems to be getting better in all facets of the game. What are your thoughts on the growth you've seen over the course of the season?
Well, they're the guys are working extremely hard to get better. I see that every day from them. It's just we're still young, and we have several injuries that I don't think I have ever experienced in all my years of coaching, this many injuries that we have been plagued with this season. But the guys, they're motivated. The coaches are motivated, and I think that has been the true testament of the improvements that as a staff we have seen and as players that they have seen, the small victories that we have accomplished.
Which injury do you think has hurt your team the most?
All of them. We lost Sam Bowers. I can go back. Luke Christie, starting corner, quarterback. We lost him opening kickoff of the first game. Sam Bowers, a linebacker and an H-back. We lost him third game. Then more recently, a wide receiver, Andy Gillespie, our running back, Darius Allen, tight end, wide receiver, defensive end, Noah Layden. So we have been plagued by, you know, the injury bug that hopefully we'll get maybe one or two of those guys back, but some of them they're gone for the season.
As far as practice with all the injuries, what have you been focusing on this week?
We just, you know, fundamentals. Orange is a high-powered, you know, they're a strong football team. And more so than anything, just looking at fundamental football, making sure we review their plays so we're aware of what they're going to run against us and what we're going to see from them offensively and defensively. And just, you know, fundamentals, making sure we keep their, you know, their runners and everybody in front of us. We don't want them to get behind us. So that's been the main focus, just, you know, re-emphasizing fundamental practices of the things that we need to accomplish this week.
Speaking of Orange, Coach Pat Moser's squad undefeated, just crushing basically everyone they play. What chance does any team have? What is there any weakness there that you can exploit to stay competitive in the game?
Well, the only weakness, I mean, Orange, you know, we haven't beaten Orange in the previous 5 years since we came into the 3A conference together. They have beaten us each year, and some years, you know, we have been the heavy favorite going in, and somehow we didn't take care of business, and we ended up losing. So I honestly, you know, to prepare for a team such as Orange and of the magnitude of talent that they have, they're a solid ball club. And it's one of those, as far as weakness, the only weakness that I can see from them is to make sure that we're not intimidated by them. A weakness that we can capitalize from, you know, and then we just got to play football and make sure that we're sound in everything that we're doing. I have watched Orange on film, and, you know, they're a strong ball club. They're fundamentally coached extremely well. So finding weaknesses is not something that I see in a Coach Moser football team.
When we return to the grid with Matt and Matt, we hear from two of the area's top coaches, Northwood's Bill Hall and Orange Crush Panthers lead man Pat Moser, as they get their troops prepared for battle. Welcome back to the grid with Matt and Matt. It's time to hear from Northwood coach Bill Hall, who has his team charged up for a test with Southern Durham.
Okay, coach, let's review the Webb win first before we get into this week's game against Southern Durham. What did you like about your team's performance Friday and that win over Webb?
I think we persevered very well. I mean, Webb came out well, got on us pretty quick. we fought back, got in the game, and then managed to, you know, get a substantial lead to end the ball game. But we hung in there all night. Very sloppy field for both teams, which, you know, helped hurt whatever you want to say. I mean, it benefited their running game more than it helped our passing game. And we managed to hang on and get us a win, a conference win, which is much needed.
You were surprised though, it took a little time to pull away, or?
Well, you know, we're not going to score 50, 60, 70 points every week, and Webb's defense is not bad, and we found a way to get some points on the board. Kadarius picked up some big yards for us Friday night when our passing game wasn't what it has been in the past, so he picked up some nice runs for us and did some good things for us.
That's running back Kadarius Roan, of course. Any injuries to report this week? Everybody getting healthy?
Yeah, my main question mark is Brian Harrington, receiver and safety. He's still very questionable with that leg injury, so not sure if he's going to be able to go or not, but I think everybody else is pretty much good to go.
And that's a good thing, isn't it? Because Southern Durham this week, comment on their big win over Cardinal Gibbons for me.
Well, they were very impressive. You know, that ball game was over before, well, I won't say before it started, but it was over very quickly. And Gibbons hung in there in the second half, put some points on the board. But really, that ball game was over early. Southern's got athletes all over the field. Their O-line and D-line gets better every week. They're a very good football team.
And your kids must be aware of what happened too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Be ready to go?
They've seen the film on Huddle. They know how dangerous and how good Southern is. So we got a big test for us.
Last thing I'll have you comment on is on swagger. You guys seem to have that in the 5-0 start. May have lost it a bit in the loss to Orange. Are you getting it back a little bit now with the two straight wins?
You know, I don't know about this swagger thing. That's a youth term. You know, all these Old Spice commercials, they're great. I love them too. But Orange, we put 21 points on the board against Orange, and we turned it over twice in the red zone down there. And, you know, that's nothing to be ashamed about. Do we want to see Orange again in the playoffs? You bet your last dollar we do. Will we get that chance? You never know. But we're still a very confident football team, and win or lose this Friday night against a very good Southern Durham team, I think we're still going to feel very good about our football team.
Yes, they do have a spine, and yes, they are the Orange Crush. It's that time of the day where we check in with Coach Pat Moser at Orange High School. He's getting prepared to play Chapel Hill at Chapel Hill tonight. Let's check in with the undefeated head coach. 59-7 over Cedar Ridge. What did you see out of that? What were you happy about running up the score there?
Well, I mean, I thought, again, our defense played well. Maybe not initially, but, you know, eventually. They, Cedar Ridge, I'm talking about, went right down the field, and we were able to hold them and get the ball back on about the 20, but on our first play from scrimmage, we fumbled, and Cedar Ridge took it right down and scored, and 7-0 Cedar Ridge. So, you know, we were a little bit shaken, I thought. You know, I knew Cedar Ridge had scored some points on other people, but they just went down the field and scored on us. And so we were able to come back and score on our next possession to tie the game. And then things kind of settled down for us, and our defense played well. And then our offense kind of took over from there. I thought that our two wings, Tay Jones and Pat Pettiford, played real well. Tay had about 125 yards rushing, and Pat was a little bit less than 100. Our defense held Cedar Ridge to around 100 yards of total offense for the game. So, you know, all in all, after that first series, you know, we played really well against a well-coached bunch.
Can you speak a little bit about Garrett Clower and his quarterback play? I know maybe he doesn't get enough credit, but what is he able to do for the offense?
Well, Garrett is our he's our general, really, on the field. He doesn't get to throw the ball much because we have such good running backs, and we try to feed those guys as much as we can. But when we do need to throw, he's very effective. I thought he was seven for eight last Friday night, four touchdowns, and about 150 yards. So, you know, when we call on him, he's there. And as far as running our offense, he's our field general, and he's a great kid, and he's just getting better.
Could you give us an injury update? Are people getting back healthy?
Well, we're still missing Marquise Morrow, but he's getting closer. He might be back in a couple of weeks with that knee injury that he sustained the first game of the year. And let's see, Joe Piscatelli's out for a couple more weeks with that broken wrist. But everybody else is back. We still have some bumps and bruises, but we have pretty much our team back other than those two kids.
This week you have Chapel Hill, a road trip. They seem to be much improved as the season's going on. They just continue to build and build. They got a win last week against Northern Vance. What do you think about Coach Isaac Marsh's bunch?
Well, Isaac Marsh is a great coach, and he has good kids, and they're obviously continuing to get better. They're playing well right now. We did get film, of course, this weekend, so I was able to see. I like the way they mix things up on offense, and they have some kids that if they get in the open, they can take the distance. They can move. Their defense is playing well, so obviously from the start of the year, they're continuing to get better. And I know that they're young, but you know we can't take a week off. It's tough every week. I think you know these teams are pretty good, so Chapel Hill is no different. And getting better. So we're going to have to be in form when we come over there for Friday night's game.
Okay, when we return to the grid with Matt and Matt, we'll preview and predict this week's games and reveal our WCHL Chapelboro.com Super 6 poll of area high school football teams.
Welcome back to the grid with Matt and Matt, and we're happy to have you here as we go through our full slate of games for the night. And wow, what a lineup we have. And we're going to start with WCHL's game of the week, Orange at Chapel Hill. Three times Orange has blanked their opponents this season. Two times the Crush have allowed just 7 points. Chapel Hill, they're winners of the last three of four, and including a four-point win over Northern Vance last contest. So they seem to be primed for, you know, a good showing.
Playing a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to have to go with the Crush.
Yes. Yes, indeed. We're in agreement on that one. Game two, Northwood at Southern Durham, our Chapelboro.com game. Jeff Hamlin and Walter Storholt on the call there. Chargers coming off two straight wins after crushing Orange, after being crushed by Orange. I don't like the way they're playing, though. Slow starts, some drop passes, let up a few big plays. And plus, on the other hand, Southern Durham, Kendall Hinton completed 12 of 14 passes for 257 yards and three first-half touchdowns in their win, 45-28 at Cardinal Gibbons, snapping the Crusaders' 22-game win streak.
Wow.
Yeah, in conference play. Hinton also rushed for 108 yards. That team is flying high. Matt, I'm picking Southern Durham in that game. What do you say?
I think it'll be a great contest. I think, though, I'm going to go with Ty Pennix and that explosive offense over there with Northwood Chargers. Pull it out. All right, game three. Yeah, it's time for game three. East Chapel Hill at Northern Durham. Since its lone win of the season over Cedar Ridge, East Chapel Hill has been outscored 138-52. Ouch. Northern QB Zakai Mann scored on a 10-yard keeper.
He's the man, Zakai.
Oh, boy. Kendrick Bailey had two touchdown runs in the team's first win of the season, which was a 21-14 win over Person. This one should be a decent contest. Both squads are struggling, but I'm going to have to go with Northern Durham.
We're on the same page here, Matt. Northern Durham. Next game, Carrboro at Cummings. Jaguars, as we know, snapped a three-game losing streak by topping Bartlett Yancey Friday. Cummings fell in overtime to Graham. They're 1-6 on the season. Graham not exactly a powerhouse either, 2-5. I like Carrboro to win its second straight game and improve to 5-3. What do you say, Matt? Oh,
I agree. I'm back with Carrboro this week. I picked against him last week, but back with you. I think Carrboro is too good for Cummings this week. And our final game is Webb at Cedar Ridge. Webb is not playing that well this year, but they did play well in the Northwood game.
That says something. You know? That's our number two team.
That's for sure. So that's worth a note. I think Cedar Ridge is able to make it competitive, but I'm going to have to go with Webb.
Okay. I almost thought you were going to pick them there, which is fine.
Yeah.
You know, we want them to do well. Mm. They do hang in there, but they're kind of small, inexperienced, outnumbered. I'm also picking Webb.
It's the Super Six Countdown. Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Well, so much for that.
Yeah. Let's get right into the Super Six. We thought we'd try something different there.
All right.
And it was different.
It was.
Number six is Cedar Ridge, 0-7.
And number five is East Chapel Hill, holding steady right there, 1-6.
Number four, we have Chapel Hill at 3-4.
And they have a chance to maybe get some points to move on up against Northwood this week. Number three, we have the Jaguars of Carrboro, 4-3.
At number two, Northwood, 6-1.
And number one, really no surprise, the Crush, Orange, at 7-0.
And that is the WCHL Chapelboro.com Super Six.
And that's it. That's all we have time for today. And we're going to go ahead and toss it over live at Chapel Hill. They take on Orange. See if they can pull off a huge upset tonight. And that's it for The Grid with Matt and Matt.
Thanks for joining us.